have accumulated all of these pasts, and I possess every fact. Yet the facts are mine to use as I will, and even using them truthfully, I change them. What am I speaking to you now? What is a diary, a journal? Words.
Again, the Lord Leto fell silent. I weighed the portent of what he had said, weighed it against the admonition of Reverend Mother Syaxa, and against the things that the God Emperor had uttered to me earlier. He said I was his messenger, and thus I felt that I was under his protection, and might dare more than any other. Thus it was that I said, Lord Leto, you have said that you will not see me again. Does that mean you are about to die? I swear it here in my record of this event. The Lord Leto laughed. Then he said,
No, gentle sister, it is you who will die. You will not live to be a reverend mother. Do not be saddened by this, for by your presence here today, by carrying my message back to the sisterhood, by preserving my secret words as well, you will achieve a far greater status. You become here an integral part of my myth. Our distant cousins will pray to you for intercession with me.
Again the Lord Leto laughed, but it was gentle laughter, and he smiled upon me warmly. I find it difficult to record here with that accuracy which I am enjoined to employ in every accounting such as this one, yet in the moment that the Lord Leto spoke these terrible words to me, I felt a profound bond of friendship with him, as though some physical thing had leaped between us, tying us together in a way that words cannot fully describe. It was not until the instant of this experience that I understood what he had meant by the wordless truth. It happened, yet I cannot describe it. Archivist note. Because of intervening events, the discovery of this private record is now little more than a footnote to history, interesting because it contains one of the earliest references to the God Emperor's secret journals. For those wishing to explore further into this account, reference may be made to Archive Records, subheadings Chenoe, Holy Sister Quintinius Violet, Chenoe Report, The, and Melange Rejection, Medical Aspects of. Footnote. Sister Quintinius Violet Chenoe died in the 53rd year of her sisterhood, the cause being ascribed to Melange incompatibility during her attempt to achieve the status of Reverend Mother.
Our ancestor, Assur Nazir Apli, who was known as the cruelest of the cruel, seized the throne by slaying his own father and starting the reign of the sword. His conquests included the Urumaya Lake region, which led him to Commagene and Kabur. His son received tribute from the Shuites, from Tyre, Sidon, Gebel, and even from Jehu, son of Omri, whose very name struck terror into thousands. The conquests which began with Assur-Nazir Apli carried arms into Medea, and later into Israel, Damascus, Edom, Arpad, Babylon, and Umlias. Does anyone remember these names and places now? I have given you enough clues. Try to name the planet.
The Stolen Journals.